Michigan Tacoma rental.
Hi, is Gary there?
Who?
Gary?
No, he's not.
Okay, are you expecting him to be in the office later on today?
Possibly. May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff.
With Cardiff?
It's okay. Yeah, it's Cardiff. It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
Okay.
And, yeah, is there maybe like an office manager or controller of the company I could speak with?
What can I do for you?
Oh, okay, is that you?
Yep.
Okay, what was your name again? I'm sorry.
I'm Jason.
Hey, Jason, how you doing? Yeah, I was just trying to touch base, you know, with the business on some finance offers we sent out. It looks like it's based on some financing the company's done through Wells Fargo back in 2012. Are you familiar with that?
Could be.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, well, we basically had the business pre-approved for some equipment finance and working capital. Looks like about $250K. So, yeah, I just wanted to kind of touch base with the business and see what kind of plans or projects you guys had on in your pipeline and what you had coming up.
Not much right now. I think we're pretty set, but thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, no problem. Is there a time of year you guys look to add on equipment? Because I know you guys do like...
Usually we buy equipment in the spring.
Uh-huh.
We budget our stuff to see how much we can buy in the spring, so that's kind of where we're at.
Oh, you guys are kind of like budgeting right now, just kind of see where
yes.
You guys are at. Okay, and do you do sales as well or just rentals?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
I sell equipment as long as, and paint and related products to just about everything, so shovel.
Oh, okay, cool.
Whatnot.
And now, what type of like equipment do you sell? Is it like big
plate compactors, blowers, pumps,
okay.
Smaller stuff.
Yeah, small stuff.
I sell some of my new like my rental stuff, but I get typically what I gotta get for new on it most of the time.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good. So you can turn over pretty easily.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. And now, do you have customers that have trouble like finding financing, or do you offer in-house financing for your...
No, I don't offer in-house financing. Yep, typically if they're coming to me to buy a piece of equipment, they usually have cash in hand.
Oh, wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just didn't know if you had, you know, customers that had trouble finding financing or didn't like terms.
Right.
Yeah, because we'd be able to, you know, to provide them with financing as well if that were to, you know, come up, because I know that's a customer loss for you.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, have you ever had any instances like that, or?
No, I don't, yeah. Like I said, typically if it's a big piece of equipment, they're heading here to buy it anyway, so.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right. Jason.
Time, man.
Yeah, thank you. If you don't mind, can I send you some info via email you just have in your back pocket in case something comes up?
As long as you don't spam it.
No, this is just the pilots of our programs as well as my contact info.
Yep, it's Michigan Rental.
Okay.
At Outlook.com.
At Outlook.com?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Alright, I'll go ahead and shoot over an email about 15
right,
minutes. And then, I'll just check in like next quarter, kind of see how you guys are doing. Alright, thanks for your time,
right.
Jason.
You're welcome.
Thanks, bye-bye.